Owner Daryl Harvin was rushing around the new location, getting a new restaurant and a new staff working the Gigi's way. Even with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and Mayor Brown on the premises, he had plenty of customers to deal with. That's old-time customers looking at the new location, and the coveted students and staff from the training center snapping up the food as fast as the crew could turn it out. That's all going on, as Harvin made sure the wall display of his late mother, former owner Blondine Harvin, was visible.
The taste is good. The texture, you know, we've got to get the front end of the house, you know, tightened up a little bit better, but that's just because we got hit so hard. And it's not a bad situation to be in. So, yeah, these people, I've explained it to my employees. Listen, my mother is looking down. This is about her. You have some standards to live up to.
Harvin says he's still hiring, with most employees from the surrounding neighborhood and about half grads of local culinary programs, ready to feed Gigi's food to the surrounding community and the hundreds of students and staff who will fill the training center. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.